I have said time and time again that I am running for governor next year.
Governor David Paterson says he remains committed to running for a full term in 2010, despite pressure from the nation's most powerful Democrat to step aside. Reporter Karen DeWitt joins us from Albany now. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Terrius.
Well, you know, you're headed to Troy soon to hear President Obama give a speech about the economy. Governor Paterson will be there, too. What will you be watching for?
That's right. It's not too far away, and it was going to be a very big deal for a lot of the upstate colleges and high-tech centers, but this is going to be a speech with a subtext and the elephant in the room. Having President Obama and Governor Paterson on the same stage today, just about 36 hours after the story of the president's displeasure with the governor running for election was leaked to the New York Times. It almost seems like it's designed to cause maximum embarrassment for Paterson. I mean, every gesture, the body language is going to be scrutinized. It's going to be analyzed. I have to say there's a major cringe factor here just going to this and watching this because it's just really going to be very awkward.
Now, let's go back a minute. The news reports over the weekend cite anonymous and unnamed sources saying Obama operatives have asked the governor to abandon his plans to run for a full term because of his poor showing in the polls. But at least one insider, Congressman Charles Rangel, is dismissing the reports. What do you make of the veracity of the story and the way it's come out in the press?
Well, I think the why it has such veracity is here at the Capitol, myself and others, we have heard about this on background for some time now, that there was a plan in the works within the Obama administration to try to give Paterson some kind of graceful exit because many state Democrats and even the political operatives in the Obama administration are nervous about Paterson because his poll ratings are so low and that he could bring down other Democrats in the state with him if he runs next year. I think the surprise is that it's been suddenly made public now and the pressure is really stepping up on Paterson. And the other surprise is that Paterson is so defiant. He's resisting. He's apparently insisting, as we heard in that clip, and he said yesterday that he's going to run. Nobody's going to stop him from running this race.
Well, you know, with his approval ratings at below 30%, how can he really expect to wage a credible campaign? Doesn't the sense that Obama has abandoned him make it really difficult to raise money and garner support?
Yeah, it really seems that way. But look, Paterson still has 15 months left in office. If he says today, I'm not running, then he's just completely a lame duck, even more than he seems to be perceived that now. The state has a big budget deficit. There's big problems in the state coming up. And how can he command any authority if he were to admit it now? Although it does seem like he's pretty sincere in saying that he is going to run. He hired a campaign manager late last week, despite the fact that he already had these warnings from the Obama administration not to do that.
You know, waiting in the wings, of course, is Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. And also there's former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who has been testing the waters to run for governor on the Republican ticket. Is all this strategizing about which Democratic candidate, might stand a better chance against Giuliani? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And what's even going to be more interesting at the speech later today, Andrew Cuomo is going to be at it. He's making a rare public appearance. He usually communicates by press release and a conference call. Cuomo's extremely popular in the polls among Democrats, but the problem is he primaried Carl McCall back in 2002 for governor. McCall was the first major African-American party candidate for governor. Cuomo had to withdraw, and he's been reluctant to get in a situation like that to primary Paterson, the first African-American governor. But now with kind of Obama's blessing, it could be different, and maybe Cuomo will finally make the decision to get in and do a primary if Paterson doesn't change his mind later. And also, as you mentioned, Rudy Giuliani is said to want to run for governor, but only if it's Paterson because he's a perceived weak candidate. So that's what's scaring the New York State Democrats even more.
Governor Paterson is one of two African-American governors in the country, but that hasn't meant special treatment by the Obama White House. The two men, in fact, have had some real disagreements, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it sort of goes back to Paterson backed Hillary Clinton for president. I mean, he kind of had to. She was the New York senator. But I think it really goes back to when he was choosing Clinton's replacement in the Senate, and he rejected Caroline Kennedy, who was Obama's friend and ally. And remember, his staff spread some negative rumors about her. I think that really kind of set them off. And then over the summer, Paterson was on a radio show, and he sort of went on this diatribe about racism, saying that the media is against him because of his race, and he tried to bring Obama in into it, and we know that the White House was not pleased with that. They don't want any of their conflicts to be, you know, overtly about race. So there's been some feuding going on behind the scenes that just hadn't really risen to the surface until suddenly Saturday night.
All right. Well, we'll be watching that event today up in Troy. Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Albany reporter Karen DeWitt.